We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. And, I continue to kind of close my eyes and then just peek out of one eye by the time we get closer and closer to the close of the markets every day. How do we end things?
Well, it depends on when you look. So your perspective is, you're right, John, it's important to me. If you looked at the Dow yesterday, we were down almost 2%, the S&P down over 1%. And interestingly enough, the NASDAQ was just about even on the day, even though it had been down even just as dramatically as some of the other indices early in the day. But buyers came in late and had a little bit of a buying spurt, a mini rally late in the day, John. So the Dow down 500 points. But if you had checked around lunchtime, it was down close to 1,000 points. So we got back much of that loss. And the volatility, even just intraday, is really pronounced. And so maybe peeking at it just once or twice a day is probably a good thing to do because the swings that we're seeing can be very dramatic and they can be a little bit scary. But, John, it's because we have so many cross currents going on right now. But at the end of the day, what has driven this stock market since March has ultimately been all of the liquidity that we've had in the system. That means all the monetary policy, which is the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates at or near zero and providing liquidity at every turn for every potential market. So that's one. And then we have fiscal policy. That's where we had the stimulus that came out at the nadir when we were really looking at tough things with COVID. And we had the federal government congressional leaders with all sorts of PPP loans. And we had extra benefits for unemployment and all sorts of variety of programs for Main Street. And all of that liquidity, all of that money is what has helped support every market, but most importantly for a lot of our listeners, the stock market. And that is still what is driving the market and what's going to drive it in the future. The question right now is the unknown timing and amount of that stimulus. Everybody in Washington has said that they agree we need more stimulus. They're arguing not are we going to get it. They're arguing about the size of it because some people say mine's not big enough. Yours is too big. We've got that battle going on. Mm-hmm. Now, with this additional outbreak coming, we know we're going to need the stimulus even more, but this close to the election, we have the bantering, we have the politicization of that for that timing and how much. Then throw in what has happened with the Supreme Court justice. There's so many cross currents. That's what's created the short-term uncertainty, John, as to when we're going to get that stimulus. And all of those other things are noise as to when we're going to get that stimulus. What nobody is arguing about is we are going to get it. We just don't know if we're going to get it before the election or after the election. Regardless of the outcome, we're going to get more stimulus. The only thing we don't know is exactly when and the amount. But I know one thing about the amount, John, a lot. It's going to be big stimulus, and that's why the markets are volatile, but why the markets don't want to go down too far, because they know they're going to be awash in liquidity in the not-too-distant future.
Ooh, well, we could talk about this for an hour. Mike Lavery,
Wells Fargo Advisors. You've got to get us through all of those other cross-current headlines.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the headlines of the day. They're critically important to how our life is going to be lived. But at the end of the day, it's going to be stimulus that's going to drive the stock market. You get us through the headlines. I'll get everybody through the market gyrations.
Thank you, Mike.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.